A hostile welcome in Athens for bailout inspectors from the so-called Troika of international lenders, the European Union, the International Monetary Fund and the European Central Bank. Greece desperately needs its next tranche of bailout money to fund debt payments in May that will total $12.8 billion. Talks have stalled for months over claims that Greece is dragging its feet over labour reforms. Protesters shouted at the inspectors, "We are talking about human lives, you are talking about profits and losses." Since 2008, Greece's economy has shrunk by nearly a quarter. Unemployment is at 28%. The country has just posted a budget surplus of 1.5% of GDP. Good news after years of brutal austerity. But there's a long way to go, says analyst Simon Tilford with the London-based Centre for European Reform.
Certainly no developed or even second world country has ever pulled off a fiscal adjustment of the scale that the Greeks have managed. But they don't just need a surplus, they need a huge surplus in order to stabilise their debt burden.
The EU issued revised growth forecasts this week, suggesting the Eurozone will grow by 1.2% this year and 1.8% in 2015. Olli Rehn is EU Commissioner for Economic and Monetary Affairs.
Recovery in the European Union is gaining ground spreading across countries, although it remains still modest. It is good news that economic activity has also started to strengthen in the vulnerable countries.
Italy is seen as one such vulnerable Eurozone member. The former mayor of Florence, 39-year-old Matteo Renzi, became the country's youngest ever prime minister this week after ousting his party rival. In a speech to the lower house, he pledged to slash spending and taxes and revolutionize Italy's economy.
Però c'è un passaggio che è ancora più grande.
Outside of this parliament, nobody believes any longer that politicians can get things done. Therefore, at great risk, we have pledged to accelerate a process to implement reforms within precise deadlines.
With political change in Italy and green shoots of recovery in the Eurozone, some EU politicians believe this is the beginning of the end of the euro crisis, says the Centre for European Reform's Simon Tilford.
I think there is a risk of complacency, that a return to growth and relative calm on the financial markets is encouraging European policymakers to believe that they can get away without any significant institutional reforms of the Eurozone, i.e. without any pooling of risk, any fiscal mutualization.
Without those changes, many analysts fear Europe will fail to solve the inherent problems at the core of the Eurozone. But news that even the weaker economies are showing signs of life has been warmly welcomed after 7 years of austerity and stagnation. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.